Hello, me again, back with another monthly Q&A. I missed the deadline again. I forgot it was the end of the month. I forgot that Halloween was the end of the month. And here I am. Oof, it's already November 2nd. Ah, 2 days late. Sorry, everybody. I hope you can forgive me. It's November 2nd. It's the eve of the presidential elections, and I'm not really thinking about it too much, which is good, because what's the point? I'm just not worrying about it too much at the moment. It is what it is. So nothing really to say about that. Is there anything to say about what I've been doing? No. I have been procrastinating on the last couple of Vapor's Kickstarter books. So I technically, I'm like so close to being finished, but for the last like maybe week, I have been like basically almost done and have just like not finished them because I've just been lazy. Gonna try and do them tonight or tomorrow maybe, you know. It's time to finish that just in time to start sending out the RFCK Kickstarter pins. They should be arriving like literally this week. But that won't be as hard because I don't actually have to like do anything for that. I just have to put them in envelopes and send them. That I can probably do in like a couple of days. I hope. I say that. I hope. I don't know. I think I've been sort of procrastinating on finishing the last few books envelopes because, like, as soon as that's done, it's time for me to actually do something else, which is hard. And I'm like, I don't want to. It's stressful. It's stressful to start something new and change gears. But I know what I want to work on as soon as I have the time, which I will soon. But I'm not going to say what it is. I don't want to go into it. I kind of want it to be a surprise. Okay, I guess that's it. I guess that's all I really have to say about anything. So why not just jump into questions? That's what I'm going to do. Let's take a sip of my Diet Summit Cola. Spicy. Has a more spiced, almost cinnamony flavor than your classic Coke or Pepsi. Anyway, starting from the beginning, am I? Yeah, okay, recording's going good. Wait, I didn't just stop it. No, I didn't. Lol. Sean Garrett asks, "These are always based, my guy. Thank you. It's honestly hard to say otherwise when you're being consistent with these monthly podcasts, unlike some others." Cough, Nate, cough. All right. Anyway, it seems like you missed the last paragraph of my essay last time, but it's no biggie. Did I? I'm sorry. That's stupid of me. I'll repost and ask a short question. Okay, good. Sorry if the last questions are depressing in any way. It really is just the big thing on everyone's mind. Like, is it that much of a hassle to Nate fucking Bestman to record a 1 to 2 hour show with his friends weekly? He isn't moving anymore. He isn't hacked in any way anymore, and he has hired editors to take the workload off, plus not even mentioning him leaving his job, plus not all that time ago. Lol. You know, I really just couldn't tell you what his deal is. It's not my problem. I don't know. That's really all I have to say about it. Any thoughts on Steven Smash? I'm so excited. He's a great addition and was honestly my number two choice behind Sora. Any other character you want in Smash? Also, why were you shitting on Halloween, bruh? Edit, I decided not to go out on Halloween, actually, but still. I don't particularly like Halloween. I like it as an excuse to hang out with friends, which I did last year. And it was fun. This year, I was gonna do that, but then coronavirus made me nervous, and then it snowed on the day, and so I was like, okay, I was already kind of not so sure about it, I don't want to do it anymore, so, you know, I had a particularly annoying, uncool Halloween, and I don't even really care for the holiday itself. I don't like the aesthetic. I don't think spooky things are fun or cool in any way. It's annoying. It's fine if I ignore everything about the holiday itself. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Sorry if the questions are... Steven Smash, I don't play Smash. I don't care who gets put in Smash generally. Seeing Steve, though, I was very impressed by how unique he looks and the way that, like, they sort of translated Minecraft mechanics into him, the way he builds with blocks and the way he mines for resources and crafts weapons. I was like, okay, that's pretty neat. So I think it's pretty cool. I didn't really care when I saw the announcement. I was like, okay. But then I saw his mechanics. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I kind of like it. So I feel good about it. Any other character I want in Smash? No. I think it would be cool if Geno got in, but I don't care that much. Yeah. next up, Gold Orchard. My bad, Ben. I meant video, but said promo. Sorry, I don't remember your question from last month. I guess I think of it that way because the video was what actually prompted me to finally go ahead and read the Slime and Punishment finale. Okay. Hope I didn't offend. No, it wasn't offended. Lol. I agree with Ferris Yak's idea. I'd be down for donating to a crowdfunded Nuzlocke. Okay. I'm writing this on 3rd of October, so I'm sure a lot of political bullshit has happened between now and then. Hopefully it hasn't been too terrible. I mean, I guess it has gone about as well as you would expect. Good news is polls seem to strongly indicate that Biden is going to win, which, you know, I don't love Biden, but I do think it would be good if he won. Bad news is, you know, there exists the potential for some weird legislative or judicial horseshit to take place and ballots to be questioned in their legitimacy and thrown out and some sort of weird fucking uncertainty coup could take place. I don't know. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But it sure would be some political bullshit. I guess we'll see tomorrow. Crowdfunded Nuzlocke. I keep thinking about Nuzlocking. And I want to do it sooner rather than later. That's one more reason why I should really... I have to make a bunch of decisions about how I want to do it. And that's another thing that I have been lazy about finishing up the Kickstarter stuff. Because it's like, oh, that's then I have to commit to doing something. And I hate commitment. about the crowdfunding, I think what I am going to do with it... I was thinking about this and I feel pretty confident... previous Nuzlockes I have named after patrons. I want to continue that tradition. I think what I will do is probably say, like, the like patron pool will be the names that I draw from. And if I will probably start with like 25 and ups, and I will work my way through all the 25 and ups, of which I think there's only two. And then once everyone's been named in that pool, then I will go down to the $10 and ups, of which I think there are only a handful also. And then I will go down to the $5 patrons, and that will be the pool. So I will basically just, like, you know, starting with the most highly pledged, I will be, you know, basically using it as a thank you to patrons, as well as a, you know, what's the word? Drive as a publicization, a push, using it as a way to push people to pledge, because, you know, I haven't pushed it that hard in recent months. Patronage has dropped off a bit, which is, you know, to be expected. So I think, like, you know, it's how I did it last time. It's a good way to drive engagement, I guess, with the Patreon. So I think I'm gonna do that again. That's probably how it's going to work. I don't want it to be like, if I do stream it, which I'm still not sure if I would stream it or not, but I don't want it to be like, oh, whoever, you know, whoever is like stream boss at the time, or whoever, gave the most bits or something, even though that's fine and valid in its own. But I like to tie it to the Patreon, because, you know, I'm patreon.com/BenSaint. Ha ha ha. Anyway, so that's crowdfunded Nuzlocke. Yeah, in a way. I wouldn't like, I don't exactly remember what Ferris Yak said, but I wouldn't like do a drive like, hey, kickstart me to do a Nuzlocke. I wouldn't want to do that. Because, I mean, I already kind of kickstarted the capture card with, like, the sort of promise that I would do two Nuzlocke. So, and aside from that, it doesn't really have costs associated with it. Not this time, anyway. I had to buy the capture card then. This time, I don't think I would really have to do that. So, like, how would I justify it? The time spent? Well, I mean, it's not going to take me, like, a year to do it. Like, it doesn't take that long. I mean, it takes a while, but anyway. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that. Next up, Sandalwood. I'd love to see a new Nuzlocke, whether you go with a stream or edited product. Me too. It's on the forefront of my mind. It's gonna be. I don't know exactly when I'll do it. I don't exactly know, but as soon as possible. I do think doing both would change the vibe quite a bit, to the point of detracting from it. The stream would detract from it? I don't know. I think I explained this last time that, like, I would still be reacting. I don't know, because, like, when I record it by myself, I basically just play it in silence, record myself when I have, like, a reaction. If I were streaming it, Twitch would just be recording it for me, and then I would basically just go in, take the footage from Twitch, put it in, and just basically make a video out of it in basically the same way that I did. I don't know. I think it could work, and I'm considering it. If you're always interacting with the past chat in the edited version, it'd lessen the impact. Well, I mean, I would only be interacting with the chat. I would only be interacting in the chat in places where I don't feel the need to be, like, directly discussing, like, what's going on in the game, you know? And yet if during the stream you're focused on the finished product and don't interact with the chat, then it'll feel kind of pointless to be streamed. Yeah, true. Yeah, so, honestly, the only reason that I wouldn't want to stream it necessarily would just be because that's, like, more of a commitment from me. And, like, yeah, like, it's, I don't really think it would hurt the final product, but I do think there's the risk that it would just make it, like, harder, would just introduce, like, another layer of complexity for me to deal with without necessarily, like, netting me anything. I mean, some people might like to see it streamed, but probably not too many people, because it's not like I ever have, like, huge amounts of people watching my Twitch or anything. And it's just it requires setup, and, you know, I would want to have, like, the setup on stream to, so you could see the team and stuff, and like, I would want to have all the UI stuff visible on stream, and I would have to, like, figure how that would work live instead of getting to go back and edit it in to the videos later, which is how I did it in the previous ones. So yeah, that would be the reason why that's the biggest negative against it, is, like, just seems harder and, like, more work, you know? Bevan says, hey, love the podcast. Just a few questions. First, how are the pins coming along? Well, I mentioned them before, but they are, the final, I have everything except for the Cop Killer pins and the coins. And both of those are, you know what? Let me see if there's any more. If I've gotten any more messages from, what's her name? Probably not. I asked her a few days ago if they were in production, and she said yes. Yep, that's the last word. Which means that they should probably be made, maybe already, and then being shipped immediately. So I wouldn't be surprised if I get them this week or next week at the latest. And then it'll be done. I'll have everything. I'm very... pretty stoked about it, actually. I feel I feel like maybe there are people out there who put kind of a bunch of money, you know, pledged for stuff in the Kickstarter, and maybe think that, like, it just vanished. And, you know, I'll be relieved. I'll be relieved to get it out there so nobody feels like that anymore. So it's like, oh, I actually got that thing that I paid for. The promise was fulfilled. It'll be a relief. Second is, how do you feel about the community RFCK contest? Do you mean the one run by Venice? I feel fine about it. I feel like it went pretty much... It didn't go as well. I was surprised by how well the War on Quickville contest went. I kind of expected it to be a bust, but it actually turned out really great, and I loved it. And it had some, like, amazing entries. I was not as... I don't think it had as many entries, and, like, it didn't... None of them stood out to me quite as much this time, but, like... As contests go, I don't, maybe I was just particularly excited about that one. But this latest one, as contests go, it went well. And I think it was fine and would do more of them. And I think I'm going to do more of them. The Minecraft one is coming up. I have no idea how that one will turn out. I hope some people, turn in some cool shit at the very least. That would be even like one quality entry, in my opinion, like, justifies a contest. And, like, I've never had a contest that I didn't think there were some, like, quality entries. So I've never thought, like, ah, oh, wish we hadn't done that contest. And, you know, I'll be surprised if that ever happens. I guess it could. Do you mind if I cash in all my 5x speed sketch reward things to force you to do Top Killers? Oh, 5x speed sketch reward things. I don't, I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to. If you mean what I think you mean, and you're talking about the Patreon rewards that say, like, I'll draw something for you, then I guess I really can't refuse, can I? Oh, I forgot about Top Killers. Oh, Jesus. I will... When can I do that? Maybe I will do that. Maybe I can do that when I'm doing pin stuff. When I'm doing... I'm sending out the pin... That would feel good, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I'm obligated. I'm obligated to do that, and I should do it anyway. Okay, thanks for reminding me. Bev continues. Anyway, I love guest PCPs, but also be cool to have a few low energy Ben Gibb casts. Sure, those are fine. I feel like, how many of them do we really need? How many Ben Tom Gibcasts do we really need, like, back to back to back, right? But maybe that, I guess it has been a while, so, yeah. I actually have not asked anyone to, well, we recorded this week's PCP, the one coming out on Friday, that had a guest on it. I have not yet asked anyone if they want to be on next week's. I was considering if maybe we should have a break from guests for 1 week. Because I don't really have anyone in particular in mind who... I mean, I have a couple people who I thought maybe I could ask, but I have no particular reason to think they would say yes or anything. Maybe I'll just hold off for a week. Tom keeps saying that... Tom has, like, YouTuber friends, like, pretty big YouTuber friends, and he keeps saying, oh, I'll ask this person, oh, I'll ask this person, and then I never hear about whether he did that. So I'm assuming he's just not doing it. It's if you want something done in this world, you got to do it yourself, and it's kill or be killed. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I love what you're doing. PCPs are super cool. I'm really trying. I really think I've impressed myself with what I've managed to do with the PCP in terms of guests. Like, I didn't think I would get most of these people to actually come on. But I did, and I think that's pretty neat, so I'm glad you appreciate it. Have you had a good Halloween? I didn't, but thanks anyway. May the election not result in a civil war? Yes. Pray, please. Yes. I am too cowardly to actually be all about violent uprising. Ferris Yak says, sorry about the question that broke you, Lamau. Yes, I stood there with a shit-eating grin the whole time you were thinking. You're welcome. I read Sandal was common, so I don't know how many feelings already expressed, but I pretty much agree. I think streams are great in the moment and for shooting the shit in, but to try and achieve any kind of decent story with a rotating cast of what? 20 out of 50? A decent story with a rotating cast of what? 20 out of 50 per stream. You know, I'll finish reading. Would be an absolute clusterfuck. I think you could always stream and then completely mute the audio and recut and VO any relevant chat discussions about strat or whatnot, but that seems like a massive task. That's true. I mean, I feel like if I were doing it, I don't know. I think you guys got to have more faith in me. I think that if I was streaming it, I would, like, sure, I would have the audience there and I would be like reacting to them and I could see what they said, sure. But at any like story relevant moment, I think I would know to not be like directly talking to chat, responding to chat. I would be like, this is a story moment. It's time to talk basically directly to the game, or basically to posterity, to the future audience that will see this. I think I have the ability to segment mentally and be like, this is time that's going to go in the final video. Time to talk to the audience, to the abstract audience, not to chat in specific. I mean, I think I could make that work. And it's also, I guess it's also true that I wouldn't have to use original audio. Although it would kind of, it would just, again, like I said to Sandalwood in that answer, yeah, that would just be introducing like a new layer of work. It might be sounding like it might be coming off like I'm defending streaming. Because I like want to do it and I'm trying to like fight off your objections. But actually, no, I actually kind of don't want to. And because it's more work and I hate work. And now I think I'm talking myself, just me saying that out loud, I think maybe I shouldn't do it. I can't think of like I'm not sure if I have like a good reason, but maybe I don't need one. In fact, I definitely don't. And you know, I mean, maybe it's just tradition, right? Like, you know what? I think I've talked myself back into it. It's tradition. The old Nuzlocks were not recorded live. They were pre-recorded and then edited down. No matter how good I think I would be at parceling out like which portions to do which in, it probably would affect the tone of it. It might make it feel less like a true sequel. I mean, I think technically, the Me and Munchie, the RFCK Heaven and Hell Nuzlocke, I guess is technically a Ben Saint Nuzlocke. I was treating it as canon at the time, but like nobody really thinks of it as one of the set with Nuzlocke and Genocide or anything. It feels like a different thing. Partially because Munchie was there, that changed it a lot, but you know, also because it was live, probably. I think probably. To maintain, what's the word? Tonal cohesion? I should probably not stream it. Okay. The pendulum has swung back that way. I'm leaning towards not streaming now. I guess you could always do it, but anyway. Question of the month. After listening to Kanye on JRE, I didn't listen to that. But I know that happened. I thought he had some good ideas and actually seemed to conduct himself reasonably well. If you were to run in a future on a similar platform, would you support him given both his opinions and the fact his popularity might make him more viable than a smaller poly? I think that seems like a typo, but I don't know. Part must be party. Make him more viable than a smaller party. Look, I don't know that. I don't know much about Kanye, really. I know him by cultural osmosis and reputation generally. He seems like a mostly good-natured guy, but kind of stupid, and or, like, emotionally unstable. And his policies seem broadly populist, but unfocused, and, like, I don't know how much conviction there is behind any of them, other than, like, how they sound to say. I guess I don't trust him to, like, really follow through on anything. I trust him to have the best of intentions, but not to know what he's doing or to actually follow through on anything he says. Because I don't think he has a fucking clue. I mean, he was a big Trump guy for a while, right? Or for a bit. But I guess he's not the only rapper like that. But I don't know if he still is. I don't know, he just seems like kind of a fucking goober. A lot would have to change. I mean, if he was running against Trump, I probably would vote Kanye over Trump if he was running as a Democrat. Probably not. I wouldn't really want to vote for Kanye, no. But it depends on who he's running against. Question of the month 2, Electric Boogaloo. The one that actually matters because I'm not American, so while the state of the country affects me, I can't actually do anything about it. I mean, I feel the same way, pretty much. Do you have a comfort series or series, TV/podcast/YouTube/album/porn star that you return to when you're feeling like things aren't rolling your way? I don't know if I have anything like that I use, like, when I'm, like, feeling down and I need to, like, return to some old... I don't know if I have anything like that. I mean, I do have, like, favorite things that I return to over and over again and have listened to a bunch of times, but, like, they're not specific to, like, oh, I feel bad, I want to listen to this. I have a lot. I mean, I used to listen to, like, the full playlist of, like, every video by a bunch of people. Mr. B-Tongue, Matthew Matosis, Joseph Anderson, people like that. I think, like, last year I listened to the Nightmare Masterclass series about Petscop. I must have listened to that, like, all the way through, like, at least 4 times. I really don't know what keeps me coming back to these things. It seems like some sort of pathology that I have. anything else that I like lately? Let me look at my subscriptions real fast and just see, like, if anything jumps out at me. I mean, I've watched the Shay Mays 7-hour Pokemon video. I've watched that through probably at least 3 times. Probably 2.5? I don't know. I was considering inviting Shay May, by the way, as a guest. I think I could get him, maybe. I mean, if he's into that kind of thing. I don't know. It's Narrow. The ones where Narrow actually, like, reads a script are really good. A lot of his videos are just him, like, wordlessly showcasing some shit he made in his Majora's Mask remake, which, like, I don't care about. You know, various quote-unquote bread tubers like Big Joel. I haven't actually listened to much Big Joel. Like, I still keep up with him, but I haven't, like, re-watched any of his old stuff that recently. Anyone else? I don't know. I don't know. I usually will, like, I will find something like this that I, like, really like. I will listen to it all the way through, like, maybe a handful of times. And then I'll move on and do the same thing with some new shit. I don't know. I don't know if I have anything that's, like, something that, like, ever since I was, like, a kid, I've, like, you know, oh, I go back and I rewatch Breaking Bad or whatever, you know. I don't know if I have anything that stuck with me like that. I don't know. Sorry. I feel like that's an unsatisfying answer, but it's the best I can think of. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for your question. And you're welcome for the answer. Next up is Janesse. Hi, Ben. I think having guests on is a great move, besides the fact I'll listen to every PCP episode. Well, thank you, and thank you. I think having guests on is pretty cool. And I did it. Hooray. In the worst case scenario for America, would you take your chances going overseas or sticking with your community for self-defense? Since it's Halloween, what's your favorite spooky movie or video game? It would take a lot. It would take a lot for me to go overseas. And I mean, I probably wouldn't even have to go overseas, like, even if America, like, erupts into civil war, it's not going to be like, and that's, you know, which I don't really see that happening, but even if it did, it's not like the entire country is going to be a war zone. There will be, like, safe places. I would probably just go, I mean, I would probably not consider relocating unless I were hearing report, unless there were, like, rising, like, violence, rising, like, partisan violence, like, in my town, right? Like, even if it were just happening, like, in Boston, like, I don't know if that would even make me do anything. Like, it would have to be, like, in my town, like, in my neighborhoods, and, like, a, like, spree of it that I was, like, oh, this could, someone could, like, fucking bust in my house or something. Which seems like, it would take a lot to make me relocate. Even within the United States, just I don't see it getting that serious for me personally. But famous last words. Since it's Halloween, what's your favorite spooky movie or video game? I hate spooky stuff. I think it's a stupid meme. It's lame. I don't understand the appeal. But is there anything that I like that's kind of spooky? No. Genuinely, no. Anything that I like that's spooky, I might like in spite of it. You know, Soul Eater is a pretty good anime with a vaguely Halloween aesthetic. that's the best I got. It looks cool. The anime is bad because it has a shitty ending because, like, it wrote a new ending. Because the manga kept going. The anime's ending is dog shit. I haven't read the manga, but I assume that what it does instead of that is better. Yeah, that's it. Soul Eater is the spookiest thing that I like. Also, Hakim uploaded another video talking about the jubilee of socialists talking to capitalist bootlickers. Is Hakim... Is that spooky, scary socialist? Let me see. Because that one you recommend... No, Hakim is the other guy. I really liked the Spooky Sarah Socialist video. That one was great. I did watch the other Hakim one. The one that's like the conservative guy is like doesn't understand socialism, right? Yeah, conservatives are the worst argument. Socialism is very irritating. Very irritating. Same stuff you hear over and over again. Hate it, Lamau. It reminded me a bit of you and Nate. Those were the days of people complaining the most about politics on the PCP. People still complain about it, even though like it doesn't even happen anymore. I guess Mallory talked a little bit. We talked a little bit about the left with Mallory. That's like the most that it's been. On that one, I guess you could say we talked politics a little bit. Usually we don't. So I don't understand why people still have this idea that, like, oh, the PCP's become politics now. No, it hasn't. Shut up. I wonder how people will complain more given the reality is going down a downwards spiral. It reminded me a bit of you and Nate. Those were the days of people complaining the most about politics on the PCP. I wonder how people will complain more given the reality is going down a downward spiral. Do you mean the amount is going down, but they'll complain more anyway? In which case, that's probably true. Man, the comments on the Mallory episode are a trip. They are a fucking trip. some guy, there was one guy in particular, he made like two comments. One of them was a reply, and in the reply to someone else, I forget who he was replying to, but he was like, this is, you know what, I'll just find it. I can just find it for you. I will talk to fill the silence so I don't have to cut this part out of the podcast. Let's see. Okay. Well, this wasn't the one I was. Yeah, but it's the same guy. Paulumu said, basically, like, you're just an SJW. I'm paraphrasing. You're an SJW because you're a grifter. Oh, but haha, see? Your patron is dying. Lamau. It's like, okay, those are like contradictory. I wouldn't be doing it if I was just like this for money. I wouldn't continue if I was making less money. What a fucking moron. And then, where's the other one? This was the one that really annoyed me. And I murdered him. I murdered him in the comments. Okay, I should probably cut this because now I'm floundering. I'm floundering. What? Wait a fucking minute. Oh no, I think my reply got hidden because I called him a motherfucker. I'm gonna have to go into the account and like unhide my reply. That's so sad. But he said, you were replying to some other idiot. You are 100% correct, and the people defending this are just coping. Ben ruined this podcast and the entire dreams of whatever PCP HQ they had at some point. The content, the constant pandering and politics drove almost half the patrons away. I don't think that's true numerically. Either way, I find it really rich that this guy thinks that, like, I killed the dreams of the PCP HQ because, I don't know, I don't want to play the blame game because I don't think that nobody has to do anything. Nobody had to make the PCP HQ happen. All I'm saying is that we all lived in Boston for a little while. Everyone who lives in America lived in Boston, and Nate was gonna move to Boston, and then Digi left, and Nate decided to follow him. So who, if anyone broke up or ruined, quote unquote, ruined the dream of the PCP HQ, who was it? You know, who would you point to say did that? I don't know. It's an open question, one that scholars will probably debate for years. Again, the PCP HQ thing was not something I was like personally invested in, but if you like wanted it and you listen to Digi's and you're like, yeah, that'd be so great, and then it didn't happen, I don't know if I would put the blame on me for that. I'm just not sure. All right, I'm sorry, I'm being salty about it. This guy. There were a lot of bad comments. I think that was my least favorite one. Anyway. Anyway, all the love and success goes to you. Thank you. We can't let ourselves be discouraged forever. That's how fascists win. Among other ways, but yeah, I'm sure that can't help. Also, I have been reading a book by William Z. Foster. William Z. Foster, I don't know who that is, called The History of the Three Internationals. It's kind of like a general history mixed in with an introduction to the communist ideas from the time of Marx through to when the book was written. Highly recommended. I wonder if I am still on Munchie's Audible subscription. I wonder if I could get that on Audible. I'm gonna open a tab. I see it. I'll check it out. I'll see if I can get it on Audible. Next up, Dr. Crime. Dr. Crime says, just a quick question from your old pal, Dr. Crime. As someone who is approaching their third year out of any sort of education, it's got me wondering what that was like for you. What was life after college like? Or an alternative question, what was life pre-PCP like? Anyway, thanks for being based, and can't wait to see you on the Pixelmon server. Yeah, hell yeah. What's the timeline? What did I graduated college in 2010, right? 10 years ago. I graduated college in 2010. And, hold on. When did the first TBAP video come out? That's like a big moment. That's like a, I want to say it was like 4 years. End of 2003. So, wow, that's not very long. That's not very long at all. Holy shit. Oh god, holy fuck. Okay, I've been at this so long. Fuck. I graduated in 2010, and then what did I do? I had like some shitty food service jobs. Like I worked at this restaurant not technically as a busboy, but as essentially a busboy. A food runner is what they called it. I just brought food from the kitchen out to the tables. Didn't actually bust the tables. I did that for a while. I got a job because I had a physics degree. I managed to get this job as basically an assistant in this like little laboratory, in Burlington. Basically I just kind of would just do tasks for this other guy who was like the like researcher, like data collection guy. He would like make graphs and shit and present them at meetings. And I was like, he showed me how to use these like measurement making machines. And I just ran that, collected data. I was pretty bad. Like he kind of wanted me to like, be like, oh, you know, you should like, collect the data. And then like, yeah, you know, think about like ways to present it. He never gave me any like explicit instruction. Like, when you get the data, make graphs out of it like this. He just kind of would give me like vague suggestions like, you know, maybe you should like, you know, maybe put the data into like some kind of graph like or something. And like, he didn't say what I should do with it, just that like maybe I should make it and look at it and like maybe it would be useful for something, you know. And I was like, and I didn't really, because like, well, like, what's it for? Nothing. Like, we're not asking you to like present it at any meetings or anything. Just like, you know, maybe make, just fuck around with data and make graphs and look at them. Like, and I didn't, because why should I do that? Anyway, I got fired. And then I was, for a while I was volunteering. No. For a while I was volunteering. I was a guy. I had a fucking clipboard and I would go up to random people on the street and try and get them to sign up to like sponsor a child, like in South America or Africa or something, like $5 a month. Sign up, subscribe, be a good person. Stupid job, terrible job, garbage. Eventually got fired because I wasn't meeting quotas, which, you know, fair enough. You know, I wasn't aggressive enough about it. For a while I managed to do it, but they expected like, okay, well after a while you should start getting more signatures, and I didn't. And they're like, all right, you're done. Like, yeah, okay. I was sad to lose that job because it was kind of fun. Just like going out, being out in public and like talking to people was the job, basically. It was a good time. I got fired from that. And then I was doing that and the lab thing at the same time for a while. And then I got fired from that, did the lab thing. And then I got fired from that too. And then I was like, well, fuck. I looked around, looked online. I found the job teaching physics in Poland. And went and I did that in, I don't know, 2012, like late 2012, I think. And then, you know, I taught like a term there, got fired because my students didn't like me and I probably wasn't very good at it anyway. I don't like teaching. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, was this before or after Astro Camp? I don't remember when I fucking taught at Astro Camp. When did I do that? Was that my first job out of college? No, when did I do that? I don't remember when that fucking happened. Either before the lab thing or after the lab thing, I went to California and I was the counselor, basically a counselor, but also just sort of like a camp staff person at Astro Camp. That was fun, but they only kept me on for a season. In the summer, they had like a reduced amount of people working, so they didn't need me for the summer. So I decided to just leave. I moved in with a friend for a while. And then I think that was before the lab thing. I'm sorry. I'm getting all hung up and confusing myself. It's a little disturbing to me that I don't remember what order that happened in. But then I went to the Poland thing, taught for one term, got fired, used the money I saved up, because that job paid pretty well. It was probably the best paying job I ever had. I'd saved up a bunch of money. I blew it all, just like going on a fucking train tour around like the Northern Europe. Went broke. Used the last of my money to fly back to America. Fucked around for a while. I don't remember what I did. I think I might have gone back to work at that restaurant briefly. Maybe. No. There was a period in there. It was before. No. After I came home, fucked around for a while, lived with my parents, found a gig doing document editing. They would give me documents and I would go through them and just like do corrections. Basically, it was like syllabus notes. It was like syllabus documents that like professors were going to provide to students to go alongside textbooks, right? Like these were these documents. And basically I just had to read through them and like correct spelling errors and grammatical errors and things like that. I did that for a while, got laid off, not fired, laid off just because like seasonal work ended. But because I got laid off and not fired, I qualified for unemployment. And so for a while, for maybe like 6 months there, I was collecting, you know, some fraction of the money that I had been making working that job. And that job paid all right. So unemployment money from that was enough to live on, barely, but it was enough. And like it was during that time that I was collecting unemployment from that job that I started like trying to work on the comic, or was trying to develop myself and like become an artist because I thought that's what I really wanted to do. And then I started the It's Also Ugly comic, which, you know, didn't go anywhere. I tried to network with that, but it sucked and rightfully didn't succeed. And I did that for a while, and then I think I guess the pony thing would have happened sometime around there, a little after that, but around there. And now I'm confused because I thought I started the pony thing when I was living with my parents, but when I was doing the It's Also Ugly comic, I was not. I had moved out, and I didn't move back in afterwards. So the order is jumbled again, but that's it. So I don't know. It was just a series of like taking odd jobs and you asked me how was life post graduation, and instead of like giving you a holistic like this is what it was like, I simply like listed off to you a series of events like this is what happened and then this and then this and then this, or maybe the order was reversed. But that'll have to do. I hope that adequately answers your question. That was basically my life after graduation and pre-TBAP. And TBAP and PCP I consider basically part of the same thing, because the, you know, TBAP led into Horseshoe Crew, became the PCP, led into all that other shit. It's all one thing in my head. that took me a while. How long have I been going? Almost, okay, 50 minutes? Okay. I talk so fast when I do these, and it rushes by, and I feel like I've only been doing it for 15 minutes, but okay. I hope that answers your question. I feel like I got a little bit of like a manic energy rush trying to like blast through that whole story. I feel like I might have told all that on that interview that Digi did with me that one time. So I hope that wasn't boring and old news. But yeah, there's your answer. Last question is from Drip. Keep it simple this week. Talk about your favorite comic or whatever. I don't know. I hate comics. I hate art. Art sucks. I don't know. I don't like anything anymore. I feel pretty bad. I feel it's really hard for me to get excited about anything anymore. I guess I liked Scott Pilgrim when I read it. I guess I think One Piece is pretty good. I haven't read it in a while. I'm not like super excited about it at the moment. Maybe if I read it again, I could get back into it, but I haven't in a while. And I'm like, I don't like anything. I'm very very disengaged. It's very hard for me to feel enthusiasm about anything anymore. I'm hoping this is a temporary thing. I'm hoping this is linked to, I don't know, election anxiety, lockdown, maybe seasonal disaffective disorder. I started lifting again fairly recently, and I felt good very briefly, and then even that couldn't do it. I gotta do it again tomorrow. Doesn't help. Hasn't helped. Enthusiasm, none. My favorite comic, probably One Piece. I don't know, it's really good. It's really good and it's really cool. And that's all. That's all I have to say. Like, whatever. Like, what else can I say? This is like, I think about like people that make video essays. There are a lot of people that make video essays that I like, that I actually like and enjoy. But sometimes I think about it and I'm like, this person is just like, either they're talking about like a piece of media and which is just like, this is just their opinion about like something they read or watched. And like, who cares? I would be embarrassed to like stand there and say and like talk about that for a while. Or it's like some facts, like some factual things they are relating, like, I don't know, about the history or whatever. Maybe some weird trivia that they read about on the internet and like, oh, they've made a video explaining the weird story of something that happened. And it's like, you just read this somewhere and now you're telling it back to me. Like, who gives a shit? Like, what good, what use are you? Like, I could have just, you, why don't you just link me to your sources? And that's just as good. I would be embarrassed to like stand there and talk about this stuff. So I don't know. This is how I feel about everything lately. I feel like everything is bad. Nothing good has ever been made. Nothing good can ever be made. There's no point. We're all gonna die. And we can't even hope to make things better for ourselves before that happens, so... I hope that answers your question about my favorite comic trip. I hope that was what you were hoping for. That's my opinion. Okay. Whew, gotta take another sip of my Diet Summit Cola. Now that's something. That's something I can get enthusiastic about. Diet Cola. I will highly recommend it to everyone. Whew, boy. Another one in the bag. Another humdinger of a Ben Saint. Patreon.com/Ben Saint Q&A podcast. Episode 11. This has been episode 11. If you've been listening since the very beginning, that's fucked up. That's like 11 hours of your life gone down the drain. How could you fucking let me trick you into that, you fool? And I hope you didn't mind listening again. That's gonna do it for the month of, I guess technically this is for October, end of October. See you in 28 days, give or take. Okay, bye.